We're here with Ken Leger in Hydro, Oklahoma. He's here with Phytogen. We were looking at some different cotton test plots this morning. So how about you tell us about those different test plots and how do you think that these held up in the drought compared to how they might in years before where we had a little bit more moisture?
Well, certainly that's something we look at every year. And, you know, of course, this year was so challenging starting out, and we had hot, dry conditions throughout the season. And I think everybody's really surprised at how well all cottons are looking right now under pivots. Now, dry land, different situation there. If you have dry land left, it may not be there very long, as we know with the hot, dry conditions. But irrigated has surprisingly rebounded thanks to some rain that we have in August. And in this part of the world, if successful yields are made with August rains. So timing was great on those. Now, it's not going to be the yields that we've come to expect from previous years. My guidance to a lot of people is if you have a 4 or 5 bale yield field, 3+ may be about realistic expectations this year. From a seed company perspective, this gives us a chance to look at survival of the fittest almost. In a really tough year, which one rises to the top? May not be the same one that rises to the top in a more wet year with milder temperatures. But we still collect that data and compare it to other environments in other geographies where maybe that was the case. And we have a little bit better comfort level as to how to position these varieties in the future.
And in this part of the world, what do you think are some of the most important factors genetically that cotton needs to have?
Certainly, number one, starting the season, you got to have good early season vigor because you got to make a stand. Replanting cotton, you can be successful at it. It's just not the way to start the season typically. So good early season vigor where that plant has established a stand that you want with the range that you want, number of plants per acre. Then second of importance is maturity. Because while we get started on time, sometimes in this part of the world, we can have some early falls. So far, it looks like September's been very kind to us with heat units continuing. Hopefully that includes October. We say that every year, but it is true. We need heat units, not only in September, but a few in October to make it full crop. So I would say second of importance, of course, to yield potential is maturity and the ability of that variety to finish the season strong.
And so it sounds like you've had a lot of great success with your varieties this year. Looking into next year, do you have any leeway on what you're looking for different varieties that might do better during drought or have better disease or pest resistance?
Sure, yeah, we're always trying to put the puzzle pieces together for growers. That way, when we place something on a particular acre, we're very confident in it. So we do a lot of work in the background in terms of how does it respond to various levels of water, put it under disease pressures to make sure that they're resistant or tolerant to certain diseases and nematodes. So, you know, a lot of that, before we ever put a number on a variety at Phytogen, we know a lot of those answers. Of course, we can't test everywhere, so it's difficult to put every aspect of the environment and management under test. But we think we have a pretty good handle on it. So I think what we have as a strength as Phytogen is we have a wide range of varieties in terms of maturities, in terms of what goes on dry land, what goes on irrigated, what goes in between, what can be late planted, what could be early planted. So, you know, we offer the growers in this part of the world a lot of options in terms of knowing varieties, but also trait packages.
Absolutely. And what is that you said at the end of your speech today? You said, if you're tired of replanting, look to Phytogen.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, some of our competitors have small seeded varieties with weak seedling vigor. What we're known for in Phytogen, usually the first thing people notice when they haven't grown Phytogen before and they grow us, is it comes up, and it comes up fast and even. I think we've discounted not only establishing a stand, but establishing a uniform spaced and a uniform aged stand is something that's hard to measure the effect of, but once you have it, you recognize that is a very good thing to have. We've talked a lot about it in corn. It's also important in cotton to have not only everything come up at the same time, but they're all the same age as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.